la 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 la.
Guten Morgen, Freunde.
Good morning, dear friends. Good morning, World Klee.
Gemeinsam mit den Zehner UK.
Together with the ten of
German 4. Die Pflicht übernommen.
And my 10 German 4. We tried to. We will awaken the friends.
Mit den Freunden aus London.
And together with the friends from London, we're doing this preparation for you in order to bring you the right Kavanah. This is a wonderful task for us. And we count on this, that the Creator is with us, that He will bring us the force and excitement in order to talk to you. I wakened up today and I jumped out of the bed with a very good feeling, emotion, in order to take this responsibility, and I hastened to the friends, to connection, and together we have this good emotion, and we felt the force we get in order to do this task in a right manner. It's a great pleasure for me.
Gemeinsam gehen wir heute in den Unterricht.
Together we go into this lesson now. And we thank for all that what our beloved Rav will give us.
Danke. Und ich gebe weiter an meinen großen.
Thank you. And I pass on to my great friend Hartwig. Yes, good morning, World Klee. Good morning, Rav. We are with UK One here. We made the preparation together when we found out that we got the freedom in order to be together with our twin ten, in order to talk to you all. And we want to use this in order to bring contentment to the Creator, in order to open up the purpose of creation and also the freedom of the angel of death. And I pass on to Amnon.
Good morning, World Klee, Chaverim, dear friends, beloved friends. This last week, mixing with this enormous German 410 just took me way back to the days where I first met my UK group, my family, my spiritual partners that I will not replace for nothing in the world. And I remember first meeting them and how close I felt to the goal, to the purpose of this life, and how much I sensed that it was inside them, how each and every one of them just radiate that importance and necessity for connection, for understanding what Rav is talking about, what all Kabbalists have been talking about, have been trying to explain to us, and how I found this group of people in the middle of the life that all they care about is to connect, to help the friends, to be there. And every day I see them, every day I see them, I see my 10, I see all of you friends in the morning lesson. And the energy that is invested is so much, is not just to do something like even that it might not be what I really want to do or my body, my desire wants to do, but it's to do something and 10 times to go against it. Each one is just taking himself and pushing himself, and by that, pushing all this train forward. This train is moving by the power of the friends asking for each other. So now, friends, it's our moment. It's the morning lesson. It's the moment where each and every one of us is inside this tent, inside the world clear. And let us enter this lesson in unity, in request, as one clear, that no one is walking alone. We are all together. Only this moment exists. There is no other moment before or after. And we ask each friend to concentrate and to ask all blessing that we'll all walk only in order to bestow, that we will have the power to start a clean slate every and each day. And friends, let's listen to our teacher, let's pass on the word to the reader, and let's all gather in that intention for the light to correct us this lesson right now. Thank you. Please, reader.
Rabash says, there is a difference between those who walk in the work in order to bestow or in order to receive reward. Those who walk in order to bestow begin the work anew each day in both mind and heart. They cannot receive any support from the day before, for it has passed. Rather, they truly have no choice, but each day they must return to the foundations of the work, to the reasons that compel them to walk on the path of truth. It is as though each day he should speak with himself that it is worthwhile to be a servant of the Creator. And the body asks him every day when he begins the work, give me the reasons why you are forcing me to give all my powers for the sake of the Creator. And if it asks, he must answer. Otherwise, it does not want to work. Thus, each day, there are the same arguments and the same questions and the same answers.
Aktiver Workshop.
Active workshop question. Each friend shares with the 10 in order to bring to the friends again, workshop question. Each friend shares with the 10 his intention to receive a new desire for bestowal in this lesson.
כן, אז באמת, כמו כל בוקר, כיף לראות את
So like every morning, it's great to see the 10 waking up, and even though it might have not been that easy or simple, but all the friends are here because they care, it's important to them, and they're very dedicated to the path, and the Creator awakens each and every one of them and wants to bring them closer to Him, wants to awaken them with a new song every day.
Yeah. And with this attitude to our friends in the ten and in the whole world kli, we really want the Creator to create in us that new attitude, new approach of love, of bestowal toward the whole world, Kli, within the ten, a relation of love. This is what he wants to have within us, this new relation of bestowal. And this is what will give him contentment. What is it? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. I know it will be an act that we will all do, and this is what will please him. So we want him, we want together that it will happen for him.
We are asking together, praying together for each other, that the Creator will help us get into this lesson as one man and one heart, without any self-interest, that the light that reforms will work, and we will be in alertness and prayer to draw the light every morning, every moment in the lesson.
Right. We have to believe that any moment can be the moment when a desire changes, when we get closer to each other and relate to each other in equivalence of form with the Creator. And therefore, every lesson is another step on the way to acquiring this desire. This is why we unite and ask changes.
I came to learn how to love, to be in adhesion with the upper force, allow him to spread through all of us.
We truly have an opportunity to become similar to the Creator, to have this quality of love of others, and we can receive it, the importance of it, the greatness of it, only from gathering together in a lesson and wanting to draw the light into our connection.
Rabash says, when they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider now how to satisfy his will to receive now, but he will think as much as possible only of love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
Active Workshop 2. Each friend speaks in a workshop in order to help his ten think only of the love of others in this lesson.
Nothing is more precious than this occasion when the Creator assembles such precious sparks and into one place and gives them a chance to ask, what is love? To suddenly perhaps want love. We have to be thankful for this moment when we have a special path, special friends, and that we're not in bed continuing to sleep and getting up tomorrow for work and living our lives without anything. But we were told that there is love of others, there's the love of the Creator, there is a purpose, and we are grateful for it every moment, and now we're willing to do anything.
And it's the best, most precise place to learn love of others. I woke up without any goal, purpose, anything, and just joined the friends and listened to you in the workshop, listening to your desires, intentions, inspiration. And then you realize you've come to the right place. The friends are focused on the goal. They know where they're going.
Basof ma sha anachnu rotzim
in the end, what we want is to receive pleasure. If we focus on this, and there really is no greater pleasure than love of others, although the whole world lies to us that there are other pleasures, better ones, but it's a lie. The greatest pleasure in reality is the love of others. And now we have a chance to ask for it and receive it, just so. And we simply need to ask, all of us together, for this thing that we've heard so many times, and change.
כן, בשביל זה אנחנו צריכים ממש לצפות ולדרוש את הלב חדש.
For that we really need to expect and demand this new mind and heart that the Creator will replace these for us, replace the previous state with a heart that thinks differently, wants differently.
כן, לב שרוצה רק להתחבר.
Yes, a heart that wants only to connect to that power of bestowal, to be under it, to be within it. What could be greater than to connect to the purpose of creation with the greatest power of love and reality, which is many, many times greater, more powerful, more loving, better. Itai.
Prayer. We ask you, the Creator, that all the friends will be united in one desire, to bestow to each other, and through that, to bestow to you.
Anu mevakshim.
We ask that all the friends will be united in one desire, to bestow to each other, and through that bestow to the Creator.